It's Friday, the 30th of March, 2012. I'm Kim from ilikemusic.com, and this is Rusko, his track Woo Boost, which opened his debut album, OMG, which he released in May 2010. And the reason I've started things off with Rusko is because he's just hooked up with Latino hip-hop forefathers Cypress Hill, and they're releasing an EP together, Cypress Times Rusko. And last week, I was lucky enough to chat to Be Real from Cypress Hill about discovering dubstep and his hookup with Rusko. And we've really seen dubstep go on a huge whirlwind journey since it first began 5, 6, 7 years ago back in South London. It's at the top of the charts. The Britney Spears team decided in 2011 to put some wonk in her comeback single, Hold It Against Me. And it really is spreading far and wide now. I think regardless of what you think about an underground genre of music being embraced and populated across mainstream music, if you make dubstep well, it's going to have an impact. If you hear dubstep on a nice sound system, it's going to do something to you. It's really affecting, it's heavy. And I think for that reason, we'll continue to see artists picking the sound up, which is exactly what Cypress Hill have done. And Cypress Hill are 20 years into their career in music. There we go, I've just clicked play on their well-known track, Insane in the Brain, which was taken from their second album, Black Sunday, which was released back in 1993. And they've since sold over 18 million albums around the world, which is incredibly impressive. And chatting to Be Real, they are still really passionate about making new music. And I think it's really cool that they've hooked up with Rusko and that they're experimenting with making some dubstep. And I think the result is really, really cool. So you can read more about it in the interview on I Like Music, which has just gone live today. So if you go to ilikemusic.com/interview/Cypress_Hill, then you can read Be Real talking about dubstep and talking about smoking weed and speaking their minds in tracks and their 20-year career. But also, of course, we chatted about the collaboration. That's what it's all about. They've said there might be an album coming up. This is the first track we heard, the first Cypress and Rusko track we heard. It's called Roll It, Light It. And there's more to come. Cypress times Rusko. Let's go. Oh, and you can let me know what you think about the interview on Twitter at I Like Music or my Twitter at Kim Hilliard.
Show, hit that split, blaze that blunt. Don't look at me funny, I'll say what I want.